In the presentation, we made reference to stock certificates. Folks, this is from an error long gone. Brokerage firms don't want to issue stock certificates. I mean, they're still out there. Don't get me wrong, but everything's electronic now. But I thought you should at least look at a couple, huh? And what's happened, what is very interesting, is that they've become collector's items in their own right, like Beanie Babies and Barbie dolls and anything that people want to collect, because some of them are actually quite artistic, quite good-looking. So let's click on the first, and this is one of the companies that is the most coveted, their old stock certificates, Disney's, Walt Disney Company. And, of course, if you click on it, you see why. It's beautifully illustrated. They're not quite as large as an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, so your browser probably has it looking fairly small. If you double its size, depending on your screen resolution, you know, I can't know what you see on your screen, but they're not quite as large as an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, but they're getting there. They're getting close. They're getting a little close to that. And these certificates are kind of like a check in that you can sign them over to somebody else. Normally what you would do is you would bring them into your broker and sign them over to your broker, and your broker would then sell them on the exchange. Well, as we said, it's all electronic now. So this is a certificate that's been canceled. Okay, it's not worth anything other than the fact that people buy and sell them on eBay and other places. Let's take a look at the second one, and that's the Allied Signal. Well, Allied Signal is basically gone. They merged into Honeywell. Yeah, Honeywell. But it was a venerable old company. I mean, it's still around, but it's just not called Allied Signal anymore. It's part of Honeywell now. And they have this, I think this one's cool looking. You know, everybody has their likes. But you see this woman, this very, very, forward-looking woman, and she's surrounded by electrons or something like that. I don't know. But it looks pretty cool, doesn't it? And again, they're fairly large. And this was 14 shares, but this is not 14 shares because it's been certified and canceled, and somebody signed it back and signed it over to somebody else. So it now exists in its own right as a collectible. Right. Let's take a look at the third example. Now, interestingly enough, folks, this one is a real bona fide stock certificate. This is still good. This one can be used. You can bring this stock certificate to a broker. They'll charge you $25-$50 just to handle it because they don't want to deal with these things. But this was sent to me by one of my students, whose last name happens to be Campbell's, so the Campbell Soup Company, and her spouse gave it to her on their second anniversary. I think it's one or two shares. It's not much, the Campbell Soup Company shares, but he put it in glass and it encaged it for an emergency. So isn't that cute? So one of my students sent me that. So there it is. There's a real symbol, real stock certificate. You could take that stock certificate, bring it to a broker, and have it sold, you know, have the shares sold and receive the money for it. Or you could sign it over to somebody else. But as we said, now brokerage firms charge you $25 to $50 as an extra handling fee on top of whatever commission they're going to charge you, which normally is a whole lot less than that. So are you going to ever deal with stock certificates? Probably not. Unless you're the kind of person who likes to collect things. You know which ones are really popular? Are the old railroad companies. That's my understanding. The old railroad stock certificates are very popular. Not with me. I collect, my wife is trying to get me to throw things out, not collect more things. But if you're the kind of person who likes collecting these things, maybe you'll be a collector of stock certificates. See ya!